parents are a mighty force and they are doing their best to make a difference. Very sadly, 7 children have died in the last 30 days alone in Ireland, and we have to do something about that. Everybody has to sit up and listen.
Ultimately, you're saying to government, we need specific investment in specific services to deal with a specific issue. Are you being given the notice and the attention that you need and deserve?
Not yet. As I say, we're very determined. The cancer strategy is coming out in the coming weeks, and we, Childhood Cancer Foundation, did have an input in that. And for the very first time, children will be reflected. The problem is that international drug companies aren't investing in drugs specific to childhood cancers. Therefore, our children have been treated with drugs that were designed mainly for adults, leaving our children with very devastating and lifelong health issues arising from the treatments that were meant to save their lives in the first place. 7 children in 30 days in Ireland. Can you imagine? That's just devastating for each of those families, and it has a ripple effect. Approximately 30 children die in Ireland every year from childhood cancer. That's like a classroom full of children. 7 children died in Ireland in 30 days in road traffic accidents. People would be banging down doors asking people to do something about it. Don't get me wrong, the services provided and where they get treatment in Crumlin Hospital and St John's Ward, and the doctors and nurses do their very, very, very best for our children. They have to use what's available to them. What we believe is that with awareness will lead to research into better drugs and then hopefully better outcomes for our children.